Be'ezus Hashem, we know that Klal Yisrael on Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Torah Shebal Peh, is always Moisif V'Hoylech. If we know that Amol, there was 100 Trutzim in a Sefer Ner Lameya to the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef, why Chanukah is for 8 days, now there are Sfarim out with already 500 Trutzim. There is a Riboy of Torah on Chanukah. I was always bothered, why do we call it the Beis Yosef's Kasha? Why Chanukah is for 8 days, the Nes was only for 7 days. The Tos Rosh asks the Kasha, the Meiri asks the Kasha. If you learn well, the Rif asks the Kasha. Why is it called the Beis Yosef's Kasha? I was thinking maybe, in Parshas Miketz, if you look at the Psukim, it says Beis Yosef. And the truth is, and maybe there's a reason for this, Parshas Miketz, which always comes out on Chanukah, there are over 20 Svarim of Torah Shebal Peh that are mentioned in the Parsha. Beis Yosef, Kesef Mishnah, Merkeves HaMishnah, Tzofnas Paneach, Masas Binyamin, just to name a few. Parshas Miketz represents the Torah Shebal Peh, the Ribuy of Torah Shebal Peh, that Klal Yisrael is Moisef V'Hoylech in Limur HaTorah Shebal Peh. So we call it the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Beis Yosef is in the Parsha. I remember when I came to the Altamir, this is close to 30 years ago, there was one Beis Medrash where you needed a chazaka to have a seat with a ishur from the Mashgiach Shlita. And I remember there was two very, very choshev yungalait. Now they're May Rabboni V'Roshei HaYeshiva, Rabbi Yosef Elephant and Rabbi Tzvi Partzovitz. When they would learn with a rischa d'iraisa, they would say to each other, Zok de Gevi Yosef, and Rabbi Tzvi would answer back, says the Imre Tzvi Nishtazoi, the Hainu the Musig, that the Limud HaTorah by a shtender is Meshach Shaychei to Torah Shebal Peh, and it's you're creating, whether you wrote a sefer or you didn't, it's creating a Metzias of Torah. It says in Eishes Chayil, Noide Basha'orim Bala B'Shivta Yim Ziknei Aretz. The praise of the Eishes Chayil is that her husband is sitting with the Ziknei Aretz. You know who he's sitting with? With the Ktsois, with the Nesivis. Rabbi Yankel, or Jimmy, Jimmy is Rabbi Jim Atrovsky and the Hagoyis on the Ktsois. He's sitting with the Ktsois. He has a day of what to say. The Ktsois says like this. He says like that. It's a Shaychis to Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Now, maybe just one gargir, a teretz, that I saw from Rabbi Shloima Kluger on the Beis Yosef's Kasha. He says, Be'emes, we know that there's a Shaila. When did the Nes happen? On one hand, it could be the Nes was already the first day. Because right away on the first day, the Shemen was re-implemented. But on the other hand, maybe no. The first day, the Shemen Taka was totally Nisachel and used up. But then when it came the second day, a Nes happened, the Shemen was replenished. Now, if nothing happened on the first day, so that means the first day that there was a Nes was the second day. But if you learn that right away the Shemen was replenished, so then the eighth day doesn't have a Nes. So the truth is, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, we have a suffix if we should represent the Nes of the first through the seventh day or the second through the eighth day. Since we're not sure, we have to do it all 8 days. Frek Rav Shlomo Kluger, what do you mean? Suffik de Rabbanon Lakula. If you're not sure which of the days is the Nes, we should do Suffik de Rabbanon Lakula. And he bavarns. You're not allowed to say Suffik de Rabbanon Lakula and only celebrate Chanukah for 6 days from day two through day seven. Because you're not allowed to do Suffik de Rabbanon Lakula if it will totally default on you. So then maybe just do it the first day and not the eighth. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, this Shaila really is Chanukah like Purim? Or is Chanukah like Pesach? Explanation. Purim, when you have a city, you're not sure if it's a Mukif Chayma. So you're not sure if the din is Yudalit or Tesvav. So when do you do Purim? In a city that's a Suffolk. So Me'ikar Adin, we do it just on Yudalit. Why? On one hand, if you really want to play the game, you'll say Suffolk de Rabbanon Lakula. Don't do Purim at all. On Yudalit, say, oh, maybe Tesvav is the real day. On Tesvav, maybe Yudalit is the real day. That Avada you can't do. You can't have Suffolk de Rabbanon Lakula totally default. But is the attitude that you just do it Yudalit and then on Tesvav Yepater, or you must do it on both? By Purim, we say you only have to do it on Yudalit. Whereas on Pesach, we know there's a din of Dalit Kaisis, and we know there's a din of Heseb on Dalit Kaisis. But if you look at the Gemara in Pesachim Kufches, the Gemara Mefurish says, the Chiyav of Heseb is only on two of the four Kaisis. There's no Chiyav Heseb on all four Kaisis. Only on two of the four. Which two? Says the Gemara, we don't know. It's a Suffolk. Dafka, the first two? Or Dafka, the last two. Since we're not sure, you do all four. And the question is, why? Say Safik the Rabbanan Lakula. Now, I'm not saying Safik the Rabbanan Lakula, you shouldn't do it at all. But Safik the Rabbanan Lakula, only the first two, not the next two. What's the teretz to this theory why Purim we only do Safik one day and Pesach all four is not for now. It's a big tumult in the Achronim. But Rav Shlomo Kluger is clearing, is Chanukah like Purim or is Chanukah like Pesach? L'maisa, Chanukah we do, we celebrate all 8 days. We do the Safik the Rabbanan on both ends of it. That's what comes out from Rav Shlomo Kluger's shtickle. And therefore the shaila is Chanukah like Purim or Pesach. There's also a shaila, we know Chanukah Avada has a shaychus with Sukkis. It's 8 days like Sukkis. It's keneged the Pori HaChag. Chanukah Avada is connected to Yom Kippur in a fascinating way. There's a very scary medrash, famous medrash, that the Yevonim came and they wanted to go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Kodesh Kadoshim. They were frightened. They knew that this is not a pashat thing to just walk in there. So they sent in a Yid who was Nebuchad Rosha, Yosef Mishisa. And they sent him in. He said, yeah, I'm not afraid. I'll go in. So they said, no problem. Go in. Whatever you take, you can keep. He went in and he took the menorah. He comes out with the menorah and he says, this is what I want. They said, no, 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 no. This is too, this we're taking. You can go in again. Take something else. He said, no, I ain't going in again. I'm not going in. They said, we're giving you a chance. We'll pay you even more. Go in again. He said, no. He said, we'll kill you. He says, kill me. And they killed him, Al-Kiddush Hashem. He wasn't, this Yid who was willing to go in the first time with the big chutzpah that the Goyim weren't willing to do, now he didn't want to go in. Because once he went into the Kodesh Kadoshim once, or others say, Nusach, once he got in contact with the Menorah, you can say it's either a din in the Menorah, a din in the Kodesh Kadoshim, there was a tremendous mahapecha in his life. No, he wasn't going in again. That was the bechina of the Kodesh Kadoshim, of the Pnimius of the Menorah, he's not going in again. There's a fascinating connection from Chanukah also to Rosh Hashanah. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah, the din of Rosh Hashanah is that Yidden have to do tshuva and Yisru'ua Dilatata, they're given a schus in the Yom HaDin because of their actions. Chanukah is a Yom of Chanina. Chanukah is a Neis Melamala. Chanukah, Hashem gives us Shefa even if we're not deserving of it. This is Nirmaz, we know, after the Teva, the Yoina comes with a Zayas, an Ali Zayas. And as the Gemara says in Erevin, the Gemara says, the Yoina says to Noach, Omri Yoina, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yoina, which is Klal Yisrael, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm saying this B'derech Drash, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Yiyu Mezoinosai Merurin Kezayas, I would rather that my Mezoinos should be bitter like a Zayas, meaning I want Chanukah style, that it's given from you. U'mesurin B'yodecha, it's given from you, U'matonah Min HaShemayim. Va'al yiyu mesukin kedvash, not Rosh Hashanah style, utluyin b'day basar adam, but it's totally in our actions. I would rather have the schus of Chanukah, the shefa of Chanukah, is a total matonim in Hashemayim. That's what the Yoina was representing. So Chanukah is mole opportunities. Avada, it's Chag of Shavuos, it's Matan Torah, it's Torah Shebal Peh, what we mentioned in the beginning. Chanukah is a time for Torah Shebal Peh, and it's a time, a lot of hashpois melamal that we're able to get. But on Chanukah, we have to do persume nisa. What we have to do is beyond what we think we're capable of. The avoida of Chanukah is not just to do, but to go beyond what you think you're capable of, not to take into consideration the repercussions. Rabin Biyad Miatim didn't stand a chance. What was the point of fighting even? Lighting the menorah the first day with not enough oil, knowing it really, Al Pitev, is not going to last. What was the point? The point is, that's what we do. We go beyond our call of duty, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on Chanukah gives it back. We know, though, that Chanukah has to give us, it has to go into the Pnimius, the Shemen Zayis is the Shemen HaPnimi, it has to go into us. It's a beautiful story with one of the Chassidim, I think of the Baal HaTanya, and he was on the way to visit the Rebbe. In those days, the Mutzug was, a Chassid would go and Fabreng and spend a few days by the Rebbe until he felt he learned something, until he felt he got a message, until he felt he had a limud, and he would go back with that limud. Now this Chassid is driving in a wagon. It was the middle of the winter, and it was very, very cold. He was freezing, mamish freezing. And he was in a vinkel there in the wagon, freezing. Now, they were bringing a lot of mashke along. It was in the wagon, also sitting next to him. And at one point, he was so cold, he asked permission from whoever's it was, and he says, could he have a little bit of pesel l'chaim? And that warmed him up. And that kept him going for the trip. When he finally got to Liadi, where the Rebbe was, the Hasidim said, okay, we're staying for a few days. He says, no, I'm going home. I already learned my lesson. The lesson is, you could have the thing that warms you up sitting right next to you. But if you don't let it inside you, it's not going to work. But if you put it inside, then it warms you up. And that's the lesson that he learned. He said he's ready to go. That's what we have to take out of Chanukah. The oyer of Torah, the varmkeit of Torah. We should be zeicha when we light the menorah, that it should taka go into us, become a part of us, and we should be zeicha to a lichtiga oyer zu Torah dike Chanukah.